bassinet. I won't be here Monday. So therefore, I would like to go a little further each night. So by next Thursday, we should be on target where we should be. That's let me just set this up. This is on Kila Lushin. So the Mechaber says, "Afilu mi shetzorich la'achirim." A person is dependent on others. Im yesh loy ma'at mishaloi, but he has some money to buy tzorchei Shabbos. Tzorich lezaris atzmai, so has to be mezaris himself. And we'll see at the Anomid Beis, we'll see exactly what this means. L'chabed es HaShabbos. That means during the week, he has to cut down on his Eitzois. He has Ma'at Mishaloi. So he has to cut down on his Eitzois during the week in order to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Oynik Shabbos. V'loy amru asei shabbatcha chel v'al titztarech labriyis. There's a maimer of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said that one should have his Shabbos should be like chel. He should eat normally. By chol he eats two sudas. By Shabbos he should also eat two sudas. Va'al titztarech labriyis. Have a normal weekday suda on Shabbos and don't do anything. You're not b'chuyev in einik Shabbos whatsoever. Elo lamisha hashah dechukaloi b'yoisa. A person who doesn't have anything. So that person has this anhoge of Arshay Shabbat Chochel. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah exactly what this means. Al Kain. But if he has Ma'at Mishaloi, he has a little bit, so then Tzorich Litzamtzeim Bishor Yomim Kidei Lechabed HaShabbos. Then during the week he has to cut down on his expenses in order to be Mechabed Shabbos. Now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah together, a clarity in what we had learned. Afilu. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Hine Iker Mitzvahs Oynik Shabbos. We are speaking about there's a mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos. Nisporish Lonu Al Yidei HaNeviim. So there's a pasuk in Novi, Chamoish Nema V'Koroso LaShabbos Oynik, that one should make sure he should have Oynik Shabbos. So this is according to many poskim. This is Midivrei Kabbalah, Midivrei Neviim. V'Yesh poskim. There are some shittas. This is the shittas Haramban and Chumash. Shesvirlu de ikroy hu min ha-toyre. the mitzvah of Oinek Shabbos is a mitzvah min ha-toyre. Where do we find such a posik? Sha-Shabbos hu bechlal mikroi kodesh, she-nemar uva-yoyim ha-shvi Shabbos Shabbosain mikro kodesh. So we know Shabbos is called mikro kodesh. And what does mikro kodesh mean? Mikro kodesh pirshu chazal besifro, dahainu lekatshoi ulechabdoi bechsus nikiyem. You should wear clean clothing. Ulaangoi ba'oinig achile ushasiyem. And to be ma'anig the Shabbos by eating and drinking things which he enjoys. So according to the Ramban, we learn out from this pasuk mikra kodesh that is a mitzvah min ha-toyre of Oinek Shabbos. Fine. So we have it. It's either zichem idivrei kabbalah v'karosel l'shabbos oinek. And according to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah min ha-toyre. Fine. Now the Mishneh Brura speaks about the godless of this mitzvah. Veifligu chazal ma'oid b'mitzvah zu. Chazal tell us there's moiridik schar for being mekayim this mitzvah. Va'omru dechol hama'aneg es ha-shabbos. We're speaking about oineg achile ishtiye. He's enjoying himself with food and drink. Kol hama'aneg es ha-shabbos noisen lo inachlo beli mitzorim. He'll get a nachlo, he'll get a wealth without, that's boundless. V'nitzol mishibud malchiyos, and he'll be nitzol from shibud malchiyos. He's mekabel on himself oil malchus shamayim. He's splurging for lekovet Shabbos. In return, he will be nitzol from shibud malchiyos, and he'll get a wealth of nachla b'lim mitzorim. V'zoich avur zeh lashiras. Vayin sham oid kamo mamorim b'inyin zeh. Vehine, begeder mitzvah zu yesh shloisha mamori chazal bozer. There are three mamori chazal who speak about this mitzvah. What does this mitzvah encounter? Aleph, hoda omru, there's one maimer chazal, the tzorich laangoi bedogim gedoilem. You should purchase large fish which were tasty, were expensive. The roshe shumim, heads of garlic. V'savshul shel trodim, this was a tavshul made out of beets. Shezeo yamachul choshev bizmaneim. Bizman chazal, this was a machul choshev, and that should be on the menu. Now, we are not mishubit to the menu of Chazal. V'chein b'chol mokim u'mokim lefi minhogoi. Whatever the minik ha-mokim is, yangu, they should be ma'anik b'macholim u'mashkim ha-cheshuvim lehem oinik. Whatever is in their eyes an oinik, that's what they should purchase for Shabbos. ולפי שמין הסתם רוב ניודם עיקר אינו גם בבוסר ויין ומגדונס. Most people, their main enjoyment is meat and wine and sweet candies or cakes. לכן איסה בסימן רישנון סיבייס ודיאר בבוסר ויין ומגדונס כפי יכולתם. He should splurge on these things. That's one Maimah Chazal. And from that Maimah Chazal, it would seem to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Oinig, one should have a lavish Suda. Base, there's another Maimah Chazal. Dafilu Dovor Muet, he's being Moisif, a small amount to the menu. Shall so lichvoit Shabbos, and he made this lekovit Shabbos. kiyim mitzvahs oynik Shabbos. He was mekayim mitzvahs oynik Shabbos. Vafilu kasa da harsana. In kasa da harsana haynu dogim ktanim mutugonim bishamnam. This is small fish, sardines that are fried in oil. This is Oynik Shabbos. With this, having this, he has his bread, and he has these sardines. It was Mekayim Oynik Shabbos. Finished. There's a third Maimer Chazal. Hod Omer Rabbi Kiva, Asei Shabbat Chochil Val Titztarech Labriyas. Don't indulge in anything. Have a normal weekly Suda, and that's it. Asei Shabbat Chochil Val Titztarech Labriyas. So these are three these three mamorim, one contradicts the other. V'chiluk kol elu hamamorim hu bo'ifen zeh. Dainu. Leman de'ev shaloi. A person who it is possible, according to his financial means, he can buy meat, he can buy wine. Tzorech lechavdoi kifi yecholtoi. He should splurge and buy whatever he could buy. Umi shashod dechukaloi biyoisel. A person who is very poor. Hainu she'ein loy rak mozain shtei sudois leShabbos. It's right before Shabbos. He has money or two sudas, one at night, one by day. That's it. It's bread and water. That's it. That's what he has. He doesn't have more than that. What should he do? Bozer Omar Rabbi Akiva, Asei Shabbat Chochil, Bal Titztarech Labriyas. Have your two sudas. Don't make an asik out of it. And finished. He's potter from Oynik Shabbos, and he's potter from Sudas Shlishis. Umi sheyesh loy mome. Now there's a third case. He has money, knei liknois bezeh mome shalish sudis. He has money to buy a bukala for shalish sudis. He has money for a third meal. V'yaisim izektas. He can buy a can of sardines. So that's the kasa da harsana. That's all what he has. Mechuyev lahoitzi oison al Shabbos. So let's say if this menu will cost him, let's say $7, he has $7. So he'll buy with these $7 the three bulkalach, he'll buy the sardines, and finish. Yoitzi mechuyev lahoitzi oison al Shabbos. I'd like to mention the ha'ore. It seems that's all what he is. He has $7, and that will buy for him three bulkalach and a can of sardines. That's it. We have a klal. A person is not mechuyev to give for a mitzvah more than a chaimish. Here he's giving all his money. Mechuyev lahoitzi oison al Shabbos. So it's very interesting. How do we understand this? I think the teretz to this is there's a bir alochem. In Simen Tarnun Vov, the Bir Aloche has a difficulty in a different Gemara. It seems a person only possesses five shkolim. That's it. He's mechuyev to give this for Pidyon HaBen, for himself or for his child. So there the Bir Aloche asks, that's all what he has. Why is he mechuyev to give this all away? We have a klal, a person is not mechuyev to give more than a fifth. So the Bir Aloche says, Amoyredike Yisod, and I think this applies over here also. A person who only has five sloim, and he works every day. Now, by giving these five sloim for a pidyon haben, he won't make it or he won't break it. That means whatever he makes each day, he'll have this panosa. He won't be cut. These five sloim are not a potential to make him a wealthy person. But by giving away these five sloim, he'll still have. He works every day and he gets a salary. So by giving away these five sloim, he's not losing his panosa and he's not gaining. gaining from it. So there to be halacha says it's mochiv to give away the five slaim for pinyin aben, for tefillin, for tzitzis. There's no klal that he's not mochiv to give away more than a fifth. So that's this is the same thing over here also. He has erev Shabbos, he has money for three sudis and a can of sardines. That's it. You take that money and you buy that for Shabbos. Fine. Now a person who doesn't have any money, he is being supported by tzedakah. So harei hagaboyim mechuyovim liten lo yishol leisudis. That means if his whole, if the food that he receives a whole week, and including Shabbos, is from tzedakah, so they're mechuyev to give him a minimum of oinik Shabbos, which means three sudis in kasa d'harsel. Uba'odam nichbod, if he's a mechubedik person, hakei lefik voidai, so the gaboy tzedakah mechuyev to give him lefik voidai. Chmashin is bayer b'yiradei b'simen reishna gimel. If you have Erev Shabbos $7, and with these $7 you can acquire three sudis in Kasa the house in there, you're mechuyev to do this. It's not that Asay Shabbat Chochel. You're mechuyev in Einik Shabbos. The loy amrin in hochi el bemisha dayin loy nitztarich lita. We're talking about a person who does not have to ask for tzedakah for his meals. He has now for himself two meals, two bukalach, and that's it. That's what he has for Shabbos. This person, so what should he do? You eat, don't go and give an application to Kupa Sezre that, listen, I don't have shoulder shudis, I don't have. No, that's what you have. Asay Shabbat Chochel, well, the Tzorech Shabbos should not be a Sibit Tztarech Labriyas. This is what you have. You have a make a Mochadik Shabbos.
Without
Oinik Shabbos. That's the din. Avol me shekvar boli de midazu lifshet yodoy velito. A person already who's, he goes around for nedavis, noisna loyakal akil. Then that means Rabbi Akiva just said for Oinik Shabbos you're not mechuyev to go around to be mekabel tzedakah. So you only have Oinik Shabbos. I say Shabbos, but alti tzarech labriyas. This is not a sibe to be mitzarech labriyas in order to have a third sude in kasa d'harsane. A person who whatever he gets from tzedakah is nice nemloy hakel kenal. Then you'll give him three sudis and kasa d'harsane.
What is kasa d'harsane?
That's sardines. Sardines with that's fried in oil. What? That's another than by a ish mechubed in chiv tzedakah. You have to give him lefi kvoidoi. No, according to Rabbi Kiva, if he doesn't have, he don't give him anything. We're talking about a person that is going for tzedakah. Who had the mishen like who mutal akel ala tzedakah? Then you give him lefi kvoidoi. If he's an ish mechubed, you give him lefi kvoidoi. That's a din in hilchis tzedakah. You give each oni lefi kvoidoi. Rabbi Kiva is talking about a person who's not getting money from tzedakah. He's self-supporting. But and so Rabbi Kiva just said Oinik Shabbos should not be a sibe, should not be a cause to ask for tzedakah now. Leave it the way the things are. In the places where they give shtei sudais, v'loy asud shlishis, lav shapirovdi. The gaboim are doing the wrong thing. Yomim b'moisakayitz b'vadizor b'zeis can be hungry b'chlal. Period. Okay, now he's going to get back to the first halach and the mechaba. Lozeh bo hashulchan oruch loima. Im yesh loy ma'at mishaloi. He has ma'at mishaloi. Now what does ma'at mishaloi means? Ma'at mishaloi means he has enough for a minimum oinik Shabbos, which means he has mazin shalish sudais in kasa dahasanen. He has ma'at mishaloi. He falls into the category of a yid who is chayiv in oinik Shabbos. He's not Tom Rabbi Kiva's yid. He's chayiv in oinik Shabbos, and he's mechuyiv to be Mekayim Oynik Shabbos with the minimum. So this, the Mechaber said, this person Sorich Litroik Atzmoy Lechabed Ula'anek Shabbos Koroi. If you are in the category that you're Chayiv in Oynik Shabbos, so I'm going to tell you, you're right, but the Yevid, you'll be Yotze with this Oynik Shabbos. But the Mechaber says, no, there's a Chiv on you to make sure you should have a bigger Oynik Shabbos. How are you going to do this? So during the week, you should whittle down on your minimum expenses, that when it comes Shabbos, you should have meat, you should have wine. That means even though Me'ikar Adin, you're Yotze with a minimum Oynik Shabbos, but the person, if as long as he falls into the category of a Yid that's Mechuyim in Oynik Shabbos, he should be Mishtadl to make a more Mehudadik Oynik Shabbos. Kivin, the Evshaloi, that means if he'll whittle down during the week, V'yesh b'yodi lohitzi alzev, v'loisagi b'chasad ha'asna l'chud. By him, you have enough for Oynik Shabbos. So, how do you do this? During the week, he should whittle down from his expenses. Fine. So that's what the Mechaber is telling us. Yesh loy lemayit. He should do this. This is proper. If he didn't do it, he was mekayim oynik Shabbos. But one should be mishtadl not to be yoitzer with a minimum oynik Shabbos. He should be mitzamtzim during the week. Ba'ayin betaz v'tois v'Shabbos ashor achoinim shekosvu. Da'av misha ashor dechukaloi b'yoitzer. Duhu potel midine misud shlishis v'kasa da'asne. Well, Ayid Rabbi Kiva is Yid. Mikol Mokay, Nochain Mi'oid Sheyire Lehishtadol Liyais Al Korponim Minakata Emtsois Taino Bikiyim Sholeshudis V'chased Ha'arzne. That means this person, if he can whittle down, this is not Achiv Me'iker Adin, but Roy, this is proper. If by whittling down his Eitzois during the week, he'll be able to end up with a third bulkele and with some sardines, he should do this. So the while we learned, there are three madreges. There's a person who can afford, there's a person who could afford Sholei Shudis and Oynik Shabbos, he should do it. And he should make sure to have a lavish Suda. A person who can't afford this, so it matters. If he has Al Kaponim money for a Suda Shlishis and a third book and Kasad Ha'asanim, Mikra Din his Yaitza, but he should be Mishtadl to have a better Oynik Shabbos. It's Roy Loy. And a person who doesn't have any money, Mikra Din his Potter, he shouldn't collect money for this, but if he could whittle down on his Eitzois during the week and end up with a third Bukal in Kasad Ha'asanim, it's a very choshev thing he did. This is not Me'ikar Adin is Mechuyim, but it's Roi Loi. He should do this. Now, Le Shemes HaShabbos V'toiv li zoyer Shela yivchois Mishnei Tavshilim. Now we're talking about Kovid Shabbos. One should try to make sure that in the Shabbos he should eat two Tavshilim. That means not two Tavshilim by each Sudeh, but al kaponim, in the course of the Shabbos he can have a hard-boiled egg. It's also one Tavshil. He can have applesauce, even though it's Nechel Kamayshul Chai, but he cooked it. That's also a Tavshil. So al kaponim, but he should be Mahadar in Shabbos to have two Tavshilim. This is a Hiddur. Timely, sir.
What?
No. The whole Shabbos, he should, that's the minimum. It's good he should have two Tavshilim in the whole Shabbos. V'gam toiv, this is a Zayir HaKodesh, this first thing. V'gam toiv sheyoichal b'chol sude misholei sude snogim. Now there's another Indian that he should eat fish by all three sudas. This is fish is an Indian by all three sudas. These are hidurim in Einik Shabbos. Imloi she'ein nu'usim loy lefi tivoy. But if lemaise a fish does not agree with him, so he loves the fish, but the it's not mutual. So lemaise, so don't eat it. That's not called Einik Shabbos. If afterwards you have a stomachache for the next 2 hours, that's not called Einik Shabbos. Or Boshri doesn't like fish. That means there's an Indian of Oynik Shabbos with fish. V'Shabbos lo Oynik niten v'loy letzah. Look at the common misim in Reish Pechas. Imoichei hadogim miyakrim hashah. If those who sell fish, they know it's an Indian, the Goyim are in the fish business, and they know by eating it's a big Indian to buy fish. So Mamela, the economy works with supply and demand. If there's a big demand, so they'll raise the price. Nochein l'saken shlo yiknu dogim eize Shabbos. Eize Shabbos is achiyam eidasha al mekoyloi. So the abonim of the shtot should make a takone, raboisai, no fish for the next 3 weeks. And the accomplishment will be, so the moichim will see that if they want business, they should charge a normal price. V'hinei v'beretev, hei v'idol yase takon narakim, hei yisivu amekach yeser ashlish, v'kamoy shoyim ikedem. That's dafke, if they hike the price a third more than the previous price. So that's more than a third. But till a third, the Beretiv holds the Zedin of Hiddur Mitzvah Atshlish, so you'll pay a third more. Avol b'liya rabbe primedodim kosu daf pochis mishlish yoike yeshlase istakone mishum aniyim. So the primedodim says there's two shailas over here. Good, I can afford it. I'm overpaying. So the Zedin Hiddur Mitzvah Atshlish. But if they're going to have a market, they're charging a third more than the market price, so a lot of aniyim will not have fish, period. So it's kedai that no one should have fish. That on kaponim, everyone should be able to have fish, and it should be a normal price. Oit kosav shom da'im b'zeh mishum bitl mitzvahs oinik. That means that the Yetzirah will come with all tachbulas from a cheshbon. What do you mean? It's oinik Shabbos. You look in the Gemara Shabbos, all the miles you get. Yesh l'anik ha-Shabbos b'machol b'macherim. Finish. In tiknu leser lechel dogin kamer Shabbosis. Sometimes there was Chazal made a takonim. They asked you're not allowed to eat fish Shabbos. Fine. So that makes sure that no one will buy fish. What if a person had fish in the freezer? So that doesn't go into the takonim. So he's allowed to eat that fish. Bechot konim mikoydim mutar. Now we had further that is a Maima Asei Shabbat Chochel Baltitz Tarech Labrius. So that was says Lamisha Ashod the Chukaloi Biyosa. Umayri, now here it says Amayri de Kizach. He only has money for two Sudas for Shabbos. Zogte Mishneh Brure. Umayri, he doesn't have money. She'ein loy mashkoinois lilvois aleih. That means he can't borrow money. He doesn't have money. So go borrow. So that he can only borrow money if he can give a mashkin. He doesn't have a mashkin. So what should he do? So that's what Rabbi Akiva said. You have no access to money. You only possess money for two sudas. So your alternative is either ask for tzedakah or you'll asay Shabbat chochel. So then the din is asay Shabbat chochel. But if you could borrow money in the Mekayim Oynik Shabbos, borrow the money. But if it would be speaking about the ilav hochi, so chilvois kedesh leilavatol mitzvahs oinik Shabbos, then he has to borrow. They shouldn't be mevatel mitzvahs oinik Shabbos. V'chamay shomer chazal she'omer hakadosh baruch hu bonai levu alai v'ani pireya. Now there's a Mordechai Sharetzion here. The Sharetzion says as follows in Sif Katan Yud Beis: the im yochel lahasig mimi lilvois, he can borrow money to be mekayim oinik Shabbos. Sorech lilvois, he should borrow. Now how's he going to pay it back? The yiftach b'Hashem shehu yazrenu l'shalom. He doesn't know how he's going to pay it back. Af al pikein, there's a seder of levu alive ani pireya. That's what the goyin says, and that's what the bach holds. A moir de kizach, that there's an inyan of oinik Shabbos. You don't know how you borrow. You're allowed to borrow levu alive ani pireya. If he has a cheshbon that he how to pay it back, then he should borrow. If not, he shouldn't borrow. So here he brings down what's that hakel lefi ha'inyan. Number one, if he doesn't know how to pay back, he shouldn't borrow for a lavish sudat. He should only borrow for a minimum of oinik Shabbos. Number two, if his whole lifestyle is a lifestyle of betochen, during the week also he lives on betochen, then he could borrow a filu much more. But al koponim, that's what Chazal said, Shoima HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bonai Levu Alai Vani Pireya. Kidei Lechabed HaShabbos. The Mezoinos Shel Shabbos V'yomtev Im Moisif Moisif Im Loi. There's, like this, there's a klal. Mezoinosim Shel Odom K'tzuvim Loi Meroish HaShonel Leroish HaShonel. Every year, how much money is going to make that year? That's Nigzal. That's how much he's going to make. That's it. So therefore he should never splurge, because could be he's going overboard. So therefore he should be careful how he spends his money. That's all Heitzois. But Heitzois Shabbos, there's a cloud. He was given a line of credit. That means if he'll be Moisif in Heitzois Shabbos, so Mamela, he'll get more. So Mamela, called Mezenaish Rishonim, Tzun Meshashon Adrai Shashonim, Viyesh Lizoyish Layoisa Ben Pen, Laikotzvo Laikolkach. He shouldn't splurge, because who knows, could be he won't have enough by the end of the year. Chutz Meitzoy Shabbos, Viyonte Meitzoy Zbonav Lesalma Teire. She Meisif, Meisif in Loi. If he's Meisif, Meisif in Loi, this is such a klal. I saw in the Sefer from Rav Shimshon Pinkus, they bring down that his avoide Erev Shabbos was something to witness. He himself used to go in, used to take his children, he used to go into the store, he told his children, today we can buy whatever we want. It's on the house, the Rabbeinu Shalom is paying. And he lived like that. And each Erev Shabbos, he brings down, that's what was Machanech the children. And then, that's Erev Shabbos. We go in and we buy what we want. He has a whole shaila. You buy, let's say, a bag of potato chips and don't finish all the potato chips on Shabbos. So, I'm buying the potato chips for Shabbos. He had left over for Chelos. Echnish gefella. But upon him, the Rebbeinu Shalom did not mean to count the potato chips. I'm buying this for Kovit Shabbos. Chutz meitzoy Shabbos v'yonte v'yitzoy v'onav v'salma teire shimoysif meisifim loy. Lovin beribis l'tzoyrech suda Shabbos aysudas mitzvah v'haynu meini Yehudi Yisrael b'derech heter. A person, this is a machlokes apaisim in the Shibula Paskins, I'm allowed to borrow money beribis for itzoy Shabbos. That means we're speaking about b'derech heter. It's borrowing from a goy. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is not in issa ribis. The chiddush is it's going to be expensive for me. I have to borrow from the guy. I'm first going to pay back in 5 weeks, and I have to pay back interest. Afal pikein, it's worthwhile. It's worth. This is also called a tzoy shabbos. Im sholcholoi dvar machol sheyechlenu b'shabbos lo yechlenu b'chol. Ken kosov b'seifa chasidim. If they sent him something to eat for Shabbos, he should eat it for Shabbos. Bayin lekamo b'simental tzadik talah d'dasa shulchanoch shom da'oni yochel l'shanis b'magvus purim l'mashe yilze. By sudis purim the din is you shaft money for sudis purim, he can take this money and pay his electric bill with it. After gavu l'tzayre purim. But here it seems Shabbos is different. Achein gam shom yesh machmirim bozeh ayin betur shom.